Hey everybody, in today's episode I want to go through a bit of a story and a bit of a learning I've had around getting feedback and how that drives your motivation. We're testing out the new mic today, so bear with me. Let's get into it. Hey guys, hope you're going really well. I want to talk today about something I spoke about a little while ago around feedback mechanics. Now don't worry if you don't know what that is, I will explain. But I've been looking at the term motivation recently, about what motivates me. And what I've kind of clicked on is some stuff I did with Vanessa and Davis Dyslexia around, you know, our actions are driven by our pictures in our heads. Whether we see them or not, there are pictures flying around that drive our action. You know, I have a really weird relationship with food. But what I do know is when the pictures of takeaways and stuff go into my head, they drive the emotion in my body, and it's remarkable how my motivation spikes. And I was thinking about that in a bit more detail, is what else, you know, is really important to make that happen, is that I'm very clear on what it is that I'd be getting if I ordered a pizza. Let's just use pizza as an example. If I ordered a pizza, I know a heap of stuff. I know how long it'll probably take. I know what it'll taste like. I know how much it's going to cost. I know when it's going to get here. I understand the whole process. I've done it many times before. But what I find is in life, like being an entrepreneur, you know, getting fit and healthier, for me at least, I don't always know the right process to go down. I don't know exactly what I have to do to get the exact result. Does that kind of make sense? Now, I don't believe you're probably going to have the exact same challenges as me, but I think there's a line running through all these things. If there's something you're struggling with, it probably goes through a similar process, in the fact that you're unsure of how to get that outcome. Like if I want a cup of coffee, I know how to do that. And I'm very effective at it, and I'm motivated to do it because I understand what it is, that all these key pieces around it. Vanessa would call it ability. And this stuff that's around the edges really drives our motivation. And what I've noticed around business recently is when it comes to business, it can be very hard to work out what are the metrics to do. And it's kind of been a bit of an eye-opener in my mind to think about it like this, is I have to set my business up in a way that is very numbers-driven. And it's something that I naturally don't like as a dyslexic. I'm not huge on numbers and also repetition. I'm terrible at repetition. Better at finding other people to do it. But what it all lays down to is this feedback mechanics that I started at the beginning. It's where games are great. It's where even doing this podcast is awesome. I get a real, I know how long it's going to take. I know what to do with it. I can do slow improvements like this new mic I've got. And I can continue to learn more and get better for you as my listeners. And I can see how many people are listening to it, how many people are downloading it. I can see what's happening. I can get feedback. Like if one day I did a podcast and I got zero listens, I probably wouldn't do a lot more, but I'm not. It's growing. It's getting more and more listeners. So that feedback is so valuable, I think, in the picture thinker's mind, is that feedback for motivation. If you don't have a clear process, experience, knowledge of something, and you're unsure how to get quick feedback, it's very hard. We're much more impulsive people. You know, we talk about how great we are at starting things and not finishing it. You know, the reason we start so well is we understand the process of starting very well. Where it gets hard is that last 20% in our lives where we can't finish things because we're unsure of what it looks like to go to the next level. We're unsure of what feedback we actually need. It's kind of like we fake it until we make it, and then we get to 80% and go, actually, I've really faked it this time, and then get stuck. And if you don't have the right people around you, you can get really stuck. So I guess what I'm saying to you here, guys, to finish off, is think about that feedback mechanics in your life. How can you get better feedback about things that would help you. So personally for me, you know, I look at health, and my struggle with health is that there are 1,000 people telling you 1,000 different things. It's absolute carnage. You know, one person tells you to do one thing, one person says that's terrible, you should do this. Another person says if you do that, you're going to be sicker or you're going to get fatter. Do you know what I mean? There's so many things on. And in my head, it's like, okay, this is just mind-blowing. And to be fair, I've layered a lot of different things in my life that have worked for me over time, and I've gotten better and better, but I still haven't quite got to where I want to be. And that's because I'm just mind-boggled by all this stuff. And feedback for weight loss, as you're probably aware, is not quick. You don't wake up the next day and go, wow, that really worked on the scales. So this is the other thing it's really hard to kind of grasp, is you don't get feedback from taking vitamin pills. You don't get a lot of feedback from these things. It's very hard to judge what gave you what result. So that's been a huge struggler for me. And that's what I'm working on at the moment, is looking at how do you build more feedback mechanics, the way of getting that feedback quicker, more effectively, consistent, and without much effort around the feedback, at least. Because that's gonna be a game changer in our lives. So I just, you know, it's a bit of a rant for a Thursday in New Zealand, but I just wanted to share that with you guys. Hope my new mic is sounding good on the podcast. Let me know in the Adult Dyslexia Secrets if the mic is good. And yeah, I will be back next week.